The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point in Kensington. Or shop online at petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London. Another twist in the tale. Brexit, Spain. Adam.
Yeah, new problem. We've got so many. But here's a new one with Brexit. Yeah, Spain is threatening to reject the draft withdrawal agreement because of the thorny subject of Gibraltar, a British colony for 305 years. Essentially, Gibraltar wants it back. And in the terms of the Brexit agreement, any future talks would involve the UK and the EU, whereas the Madrid government says they don't want the rest of the EU, and unless they'd want to just do it themselves. Remember, 99.6% of the residents of Gibraltar voted to stay British, which is probably more than people in Britain would vote.
That's right. Absolutely. Ah, dear, dear, dear. This is a very, very big issue, I have to say, to which there most probably is no answer, this immigrant aid.
Yeah, that is the trouble. Is there an answer? Apart from perhaps putting a bit of pressure on some of the financial organisations, which is what UNESCO is trying to do, this United Nations education subsection of the United Nations, basically. What they're saying is that an awful lot of immigrant communities send money home. And in a sort of funny kind of way, it's almost like a personal overseas aid. So people go to a country, in the United Kingdom's case, often from Nigeria, India, Pakistan, they earn a living, they send money home to support their families back home, sometimes, you know, with a tugged heartstring or two.
Yep.
And banks and other financial institutions are taking, on average, 7%.
That's right.
So from the UK, it's about $14 billion.
Mind you, I thought it would have been more than that, but there you are. I mean, it's a phenomenal take, isn't it?
Isn't it?
And what does it come to? What did you say? How many billion?
Well, from the UK alone, it's about $14 billion.
That's it.
My quick math, 7% of that is about $1 billion just going straight to the banks.
That's it, straight to the banks.
Right,
hard-earned cash and some person working overseas trying to keep the family alive at home. All right, Adam, that's the banks, I guess. We have those problems. Hopefully one day there'll be a new morality informing what they do. Not just yet. Good to talk to you, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.